David Shepherdson. David, how'd you allow us to get you up so early?
I don't know. They somehow talked me into it.
Well, thanks so much, Joe. We always appreciate you coming on the program. Interesting story, top fold of yesterday's Detroit News. Alleged defect spurs GM lawsuit. Complaint accuses firm of alerting police departments to a problem, but not to the 400,000 Impala owners. Tell us about the story.
It's a really interesting story. It's basically stems from a series of complaints that owners have that the spindle rods in the rear of the vehicle are causing the rear tires to wear out, in some cases as fast as 6,000 or 10,000 miles. What we know is that, and for the 2007-2008 Impalas that with the police packages, that GM sent dealer bulletins out telling them to replace the tires and replace the rods if necessary, but has opted not to make the same fix for, you know, that covers about 20,000 police versions of the Impala, and there's another 400,000 that were sold to the public that were not fixed. And you know, when you read these complaints that went to the government, it does seem that it was a similar issue, although, you know, GM says that these police vehicles had a different configuration. So it'll be interesting to see if this lawsuit holds up.
The lawsuit was filed in Detroit by a Pennsylvania woman, and she wants GM to replace the potentially fatal rear suspension rods. You just mentioned that the problem seemed to be with the specially remodeled, if you will, police versions. Is there any evidence that the normal Impalas are having challenges?
The only evidence is complaints that have been filed with the government, and also message boards of similar problems with the tires wearing out. I mean, at a very quick rate, and you had a lot of loyal GM owners who have said the same thing that they've had this problem. What could happen next is the government could choose to investigate, or during the course of the lawsuit, the lawyers will look for information from GM to find out how many warranty claims they received. You know, was this issue at a higher rate than other, you know, than other tires wearing out on other vehicles? So we probably won't know for quite a while whether this lawsuit is, you know, whether it is the same problem that affected the police versions, or whether it was just it was a broader problem that affected all the Impalas.
It's interesting too. Your story talks about how Americans spend about $20 billion annually on about 200 million replacement tires, and that if this suit was successful, GM would spend millions in trying to replace these tires and parts.
It is interesting, isn't it? I mean, the spare tires, a replacement tire, there's a huge business, and obviously a lot of people don't take care of their tires, or tires just wear out, or we puncture them in the driveways. So it is a big, big business, and if you just look at the math, and it's 400,000 vehicles, and if GM were required to replace, you know, two tires on a big chunk of those, plus, you know, replacing these, you know, rods in the back of the vehicle, that, you know, could add up to tens of millions, if not more. I mean, it's just, you know, really anything involving a big vehicle line like the Impala, which is a very widely used vehicle, could add up to a lot of money for the company.
Well, one of the lawyers representing the woman who is making these allegations via a lawsuit said that her tires couldn't pass the annual inspection. She only got 6,000 miles from them. So it will be interesting to see how this turns out.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, the claims are interesting. I mean, people, you know, these aren't people necessarily who were taking bad care of their tires. And when you look at how few miles a lot of these complaints are, it does at least raise questions that, you know, the court and other people are going to look at. I mean, why were these tires wearing out after 6,000 miles? I mean, again, it's possible they weren't taking care of them, but it's also something that the courts can investigate.
And David, bottom line, the police found out from GM, the dealerships found out from GM, but the owners of the other vehicles did not.
Yeah, and I think that is a big question. That if you have a vehicle, and yes, there are differences between the police vehicle and your vehicle, but if your vehicle is having basically the same problem, where your tires are wearing out after 6 or 10,000 miles, and GM has issued a bulletin to dealers to fix the problem in police versions of the vehicle, then I think, yeah, people say, hey, what's the problem here? And well, the other interesting thing is that, in fact, some of these owners of Impalas found out about this dealer bulletin about the police vehicles through the dealers, and the dealers said, look, there's nothing we can do. GM has told us we can fix for free the police versions, but we're not allowed. We have to charge you to fix the same problem. And they didn't give the dealers really a chance. They had to follow those instructions.
All right, David Shepherdson, Detroit News, Washington Bureau, reporting live. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, honey.